They dance with death, literally. Some funerals around the world are a celebration of a person's life, not the misery at the end of it. You see it at processions in New Orleans, and now in other places where last rites have gotten more attention during the pandemic. Dancing pallbearers there in Ghana. Picture a half dozen men in black and white suits and sunglasses getting down to some marching beats, all while carrying a coffin. It is not a new thing, but in the time of COVID-19, the dancing pallbearers have reached a whole new level of social media fame. You can find them all over the internet, on Twitter, on TikTok, busting their moves to this techno soundtrack. The viral pallbearers from Ghana work for clients who want dancers to carry the coffin of their loved one. But they've now discovered fame where they were not looking for it. They've popped up in video montages of people who don't act especially skillfully, videos of people in epic fails. Ghana's dancing pallbearers are also being edited into public service messages about staying home. Their image has appeared on billboards in Brazil, and in Colombia, a group of police mimic them on the back of a truck, dancing with their own coffin.
Se le recomienda por su salud y la de su familia, procure permanecer en casa. Policía Nacional, somos uno, somos todos.
A voice on the loudspeaker urged Colombians to stay indoors. It's inconsistent, though. You can also find Ghana's dancing pallbearers edited into footage of behavior that's seen as spreading the coronavirus, like keeping businesses open. As for the dancers, they appear to be embracing the new attention they're getting. That has turned into a running, though somewhat dark, joke in Ghana. The exuberant dance performances are in anticipation of a lot more funerals.